Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I want to talk about managing stress in your life. Perhaps you're going through a stressful time. I think this program will speak to you. And I want to share with you a gospel from John chapter 6. And it's right after Jesus had multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and all the people were in a tizzy, and you know, he's the Messiah, he's the Son of God. And get this, chapter 6, verse 15, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. And I wanted to share with you a poster that I saw. It was of a little kitty cat hanging, dangling by a clothesline, by its two paws. And it was just dangling there. And underneath was the caption, "Lord, help me to remember that nothing is going to happen today that you and I can't handle together." And I love that because maybe you feel like you're dangling by a clothesline right now. There's relationship problems and unemployment problems and financial problems and all kinds of different stress in your life. And I want to tell you that nothing can happen today with the help of God that can destroy you. God will help you. He's going to bring you through, and he's going to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. That's exactly what was happening in the gospel. Jesus had just multiplied the loaves and the fishes. All the people were in a tizzy emotionally. They all wanted to come and take him by force and make him king, make him a bread king. But Jesus didn't play into their emotions. What did he do, you know, with the stress that he had in his life? The way that he managed it, he went off by himself and he prayed. And with the strength of God, he was able to handle it. And that's a beautiful way to manage stress. That's the number one way I want to tell you that you can manage stress in your life is by seeking God, clinging to God. God will be your strength and he'll be your hope. So all of us live with stress. We can't eliminate it. It comes into everybody's life. But we can manage it. And that's what I want to help you to do. Manage the stress in your life. Stress is an uncomfortable feeling. You perceive that you have pressure in your life. Chemicals and hormones are released in your body. Fight or flight mechanism kicks off. I remember I was preaching a novena in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Novena was 10 days, 5,000 people a day. I had 5 services a day every other day. And I found out that it was too much for me. What happened is my back all of a sudden started hurting. I never have back problems. All that tension, all that stress finally hit my back. And that's exactly what will happen when you get stress. Your body will react. Sometimes you can get a migraine headache. You know, stress attacks you. You know, the pressure comes after you. And then, you know, when it comes to stress, it can lead to sickness, muscle tightness, as I said. And one of the reasons why people get addicted to alcohol or shopping or food or other types of addictions, stress is a contributing factor. You know, you want to escape the stress in your life, and you try to manage the stress by turning to an addiction. That's an unhealthy way to manage stress. But there are positive ways to manage stress. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But I want to tell you that in order to manage stress, first of all, you've got to identify in your life, what is it that's causing stress? What are stress causers for you? I know for me, it's one of them is noise. I hate it when a trash truck comes and, you know, it's the middle of the night and all of a sudden, boom, you know, and it thunders its load. And then it's just like, you know, you be like the cat hanging from the clothesline. And then, of course, there's traffic, there's sirens. That kind of stresses me. It triggers stress in me. When I have an overbooked schedule, that can do it. When I feel like I'm out of control, when I'm in a hurry, when I'm late, you know, I get stressed. I perceive pressure. For example, travel is oftentimes hard for me. I'm a type A personality, and that usually sets you up for stress right away. And when I travel, there's all kinds of things that are out of my control. For example, when I get to the airport, the first thing that you got to do is you check your bags, and right after that, you got to go through security. And I hate going through security. One of the first things I do is I look over at the security line, and there's always seems to be, I always seem to go at the wrong time of day when all these people are standing there. And that in itself bothers me, that I have to stand in line and just wait and wait and wait. And it always seems like, you know, it breaks into two lines, and no matter what line I choose, the one that I choose always goes slower than the other one. Well, anyway, one time I was in the security line, and I was just about to put my bag on the conveyor, and I noticed that there was a woman and her little daughter standing right next to me. And, you know, I was all kind of stressed out and how long this is taking and, you know, the whole thing. And I'm and I look over at the little girl and her mother, and they were playing patty cake, you know, and laughing and having a good time. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you be having a good time? This is stressful, you know. And then I thought to myself, Cedric, you got to lighten up. You know, it's all about, stress is all about how you perceive it. Pressure is all about how you see it. They were having a good time. I was stressed out, and it made me see that there's another way to approach this. I don't always have to approach it in such a stressful way. I can have a good time even in the security line, and you can too. A lot of stress comes into our life because of the way that we perceive things, and you have to understand that about stress. Some people see a situation as a stressful situation, where other people don't see it as stressful at all. Just like that security line. I was all bent out of shape and they were having a good time, enjoying their life. Other people are on the phone talking. They're not even thinking about waiting in the line. So I want you to see the stress triggers of your life and think to yourself, maybe I can be seeing this a different way. I remember I was in Long Island preaching a mission, Central Long Island, and I was walking in the parking lot of the church. And as I was walking, you know, just kind of looking around, all of a sudden a car pulled up and these two young guys get out. They're probably 20 years old, baggy pants, earrings, you know, the whole thing. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to avoid them. I think they're going to mug me. You know, they were kind of looking at me and I didn't want to, you know, give them eye contact or anything because I was seeing a stressful situation, a potentially dangerous situation there. And I'm walking, trying to avoid them. All of a sudden, one of them calls out to me and says, "Hey." I said, "Oh no, here it comes. They're going to ask me if I have money." And the guy that said, "Hey," he looks at me and I look at him and he says, "Aren't you the priest that's on TV?" And I thought to myself, these guys aren't thugs. These are nice thugs. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't a stressful situation at all. I saw it that way, but it wasn't that way at all. And really, a lot of stress and a lot of pressure is the way that you see things in life, the way that you perceive things. So ask God to have a whole new approach to life and watch what can happen. I'm reminded of the story of these three men talk about stress. All of them their wives were having babies and they were in the hospital maternity waiting room. And as they're sitting there, you know, they're all stressed out and waiting. And all of a sudden the double doors barged open and here comes this nurse and she came up to the first guy. She said, "Sir," she said, "you're not going to believe this. Your wife just had twins." And he jumps up and he goes, "Twins," and he's all happy and everything. And he says, "You know, that's interesting. That must be a coincidence. I work for Twin City Insurance Company." "Huh." Well, they're all sitting there happy and everything. All of a sudden, the doors barge open again, and here comes the next nurse. And she comes up to the second guy. She says, "Sir, you're not going to believe this. Your wife just had triplets." And he goes, "Triplets, hot dog." And he jumps up and he starts passing out cigars and everything. He goes, "Well, you know, that's interesting. I work for Tri-City Motors." "Huh, must be a coincidence." They all look at this third guy and he's turning white as a ghost. He's all stressed out and he's all upset and everything. He jumps up and he starts heading out of the room and they said, "Wait a minute, where are you going?" He goes, "I got to get the heck out of here. I work for 7-Up. So Amy Grant has a song that I really love. It's about stress and she says, "Sometimes we make it harder than it is." And I want you to think about your life right now. Are you making it harder than it is? Are you seeing the situations in your life in a stressful way? See, a lot of the stress we have in our life, yes, some things are stressful, but a lot of it we bring on ourselves. I remember a song by the Eagles, "Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy." And I want to help you not to be stressed out. You know, a lot of stress comes from pressure. We can't always stop the pressure in our life or the stress in our life, but we can manage it. And I talked about one of the ways that we do that is by prayer. I talked about how a lot of our perceptions can be false. That's a way that we can manage stress. But I also want you to be able to deal with the pressure in your life. Everybody's got pressure. I've got pressure. You've got pressure. And it can be hard. But here's one of the things I want to tell you. Not all pressure is bad. Some pressure actually is good for you, and it can help you. I think about, for example, the tires in your car. You got to have pressure in your tires for your car to work right. So pressure is good. Think about when you take a shower in the morning. I love it when there's a lot of pressure in the water. If there's not enough pressure, the water's just going to drip out. So in other words, you need pressure in order to take a good shower. I think about, for example, I'm a golfer. You know, when you have a grip, you got to have pressure on your grip. If you don't have any pressure, when you swing the club, it's just going to fly out of your hands. And you got to have the correct pressure. So in other words, some pressure is good. I think about the pressure that I have for TV. You know, I've been on TV now for about 6 years, and there's pressure with this. When I'm recording in front of an audience, when I'm recording for TV, it costs money. There's pressure involved. But you know what the pressure of TV has done for me? It's helped me to actually become better. I've become more creative. I've become more expressive. And I know that I'm reaching out to all kinds of different people. It has helped me realize my potential. So what I'm saying is that, yeah, pressure can be hard and it can be stressful, but we need pressure in our life to help us to perform, to perform at the right capacity. So don't be afraid of pressure. Some pressure is actually pretty good. And then I'm thinking about if you've ever seen diamonds. I don't know if you know how diamonds are produced, but actually a lump of coal is down way beneath the surface of the earth. And it's a piece of mud and carbon, and it turns into coal. And with time and with the pressure of the earth, and with time and with that added pressure, that coal, that lump, that mud becomes a beautiful diamond. And in the same way, I really believe that with the pressure of your life, you can achieve your potential. Don't see it as necessarily a bad thing. The pressure in your life can actually bring you to achieve your potential and to become a diamond in the rough. And that's what I'm praying for you, that you'll see the pressure in your life, the stress in your life, as something good. And you won't always let it max you out. That you'll seek God, that you'll see it in the proper way. And that's really important. I know it is in my life. Well, so how do you manage stress? As I've said, you got to perceive it correctly, for one thing. It's not all that bad. Second of all, and this is really the first thing, you got to seek God. There's nothing that can happen to you when God is on your side that can stop you. With God there, no matter what you're facing, a relationship problem, a money problem, feeling like you don't have it in you, with God there, you can do it. You're God's champion. Remember Gideon in the Old Testament? An angel appears to him and says, Gideon, you are God's champion. And you're God's champion. You can do it with God helping you, no matter what you're facing. So don't give up. Don't say, this is too much. Don't say, I'm going to stop. Don't say, I've had it. Stay positive. And so let me look at a few ways that you can manage stress. You know, I've already talked about a few, but one of the things I love to do is just this right here. Take a deep breath. It relaxes you, lowers your blood pressure, calms you down. You know, when I'm playing golf and I'm about to make a birdie putt or even a par putt that's about 10 feet, you know, it's a 50-50 venture. You know, half the time you make it, half the time you miss it. I always just take a deep breath and I let it out, calms my nerves and helps me to relax and keeps my hands steady. You know, that's important too with the grip pressure. You don't want to have too much pressure or too less pressure. You just take a deep breath. Maybe you want to do that right now. Put things in perspective. You know, it's not all that bad. Don't get negative. And then you might want to go outside, take a walk after the program's over. Take a walk, smell the roses. Exercise, go on a retreat. You see, this is what Jesus was doing. The people were trying to force him to become king, the king that they wanted, not the Messiah that God wanted, a spiritual Messiah. They saw the fact that he had multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and they said, this is it. You know, this is the king we want. He can supply all of our needs. They tried to make him into the king that they wanted him to be instead of the king that he knew God was calling him to be. So what did he do? He didn't play into their emotions, as I said. He got away from that. He went off to the mountain by himself and he prayed. That's why it's important that you go on a parish mission, that you take a spiritual retreat, that you watch good religious TV programming. It's like going apart for a minute and communing with God. And that's what Jesus did throughout his life. We are told that he spent entire nights in prayer to God. Of course, he was communing with God. He was contemplating with God. But what was he doing? He was managing the stress in his life. He had all kinds of pressure from the people, from his disciples, from the religious leaders. And he handled that pressure in the same way that that poster talked about with the cat, by clinging to God. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. Cling to God. Take a deep breath. Take walks. Exercise. Go on a retreat. You know, those are beautiful things. Read some of my books. Read the Bible. God will help you. You can handle it. You can do it. You are God's champion. I want to encourage you, because I'm finding this in my life. As I center in God, as I stay fixed on Jesus, all kinds of different things come against me, but we can handle it. And not only handle it, you can manage it victoriously in Christ. One of the things that I want to tell you about, one of the stress managers, is about being positive. It's amazing when you're stressed or there's pressure, or if I'm standing in line or if I'm late or whatever it is, how the mind just goes crazy. All these negative thoughts come in your mind and, you know, you can't do it and this isn't going to work and, you know, I'm never going to be able to do it. And it's always never and can't and not and stop and all this different stuff and give up. Well, you know what? If you're positive, it's amazing. Pressure and stress dissipates. A lot of it is all self-induced. It's all about your mind. Watch the way you've been thinking. It's really important to stay positive. And I remember I was watching a movie one time. It's called The Lion King, one of my favorite movies. And it's about a father named Mufasa. He was the lion. And then he had a little baby named Simba. And as the movie went on, it was a great hit, by the way, a Walt Disney hit, The Lion King. And as the movie went on, Mufasa got killed trying to rescue Simba. And Simba took responsibility for his dad's death. Actually, it wasn't Simba's fault at all. It was his uncle, the mean uncle. His name was Scar, was the one that set that whole thing up. So Simba went off by himself and he ostracized himself and excommunicated himself from everybody. He went off in a far land and, you know, he was just all stressed out and broken. And he met these two little characters. One was a warthog and one was a meerkat. And they came up with a song that they taught him because they saw that Simba was all upset. And the song was called Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, which in Swahili means no worries. I looked that up online. I went and I Googled Hakuna Matata. And do you know that 22.1 million people had watched that song online? And why is that? Because a lot of people have worries and a lot of people feel stressed out. And that song, Hakuna Matata, meaning no worries, it's a playful song when you listen to it. And many people are listening to it because they want to relieve the stress in their life. And that's a beautiful way to do it. I like to listen to music. And I want to tell you that when I'm struggling and going through some stress in my life, that song comes to my mind. Hakuna Matata. No worries. It's okay. It's all about how you think. And I want you to be positive. And as you are positive, I know that you can overcome and manage the stress in your life. Maybe you might want to look that song up online and sing it to yourself, and I think it'll be really beautiful. And then, of course, another way to manage stress, besides prayer, besides the way that you see things, besides being positive in your mind, is by humor, laughing. You know what the book of Proverbs says about laughter? That laughter is medicine for your soul. And I love that. You know, we need medicine in the midst of our life and in the midst of the pressure of our life. We need medicine for our soul. And I remember a movie called Patch Adams. If you ever saw it, it starred Robin Williams. And Robin Williams was a doctor in a cancer ward, and he would go in there and he would see all these little children, you know, bald and suffering from cancer and all these different diseases and different things. And the morale of the hospital was so low. You know, children who should be playing and laughing and having a good time, they were just sitting there and lying there, crying or moping or not even talking. So Robin Williams had this idea that he could bring laughter into the hospital, and he put on a clown's nose, and he would go in there and he'd make jokes and he'd make them laugh. The nurses, the doctors, the children, the whole morale of the whole place all shifted because of laughter. So instead of focusing on the pressure, instead of focusing on the stress of the disease, maybe you're struggling with some type of a sickness, and I know it's hard. I know it's hard when the body gets sick. I know it's hard when you have a disease. But, you know, if you focus on it, your morale is going to go down. What you got to do is, you know, you got to have some levity and some laughter. Remember what I said, it's medicine for your soul. That's why I always tell jokes on my missions. I try to bring it into my TV programs, in my books, because I believe that people need that medicine. Marriages can be stressful. You don't always see eye to eye. Religiously, there can be contention, politically, you know, whatever it is. You know, you need to get along. And, you know, speaking of humor and marriage, I heard this story about this man was married for 60 years, and the newspaper got wind of it, and they wanted to do an article on it, and the reporter came up to him, and he said, "You've been married for 60 years. You've raised all these children. How have you done this? How have you stayed committed in a world where there's so many breakups, in a world where there's such stress?" And the man kind of smiled to himself and thought, and he said, "Well, it all started back on my honeymoon. We went to the Grand Canyon 60 years ago, my wife and I, and, you know, we rented these mules, and we were traveling down the road all the way down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And about halfway down, my wife's mule slipped and stumbled a little bit. And I heard her say, 'That's once.' And then, you know, we went a little bit further, and the mule stumbled a little further down, and I heard her say, 'That's twice.' And then we got all the way down to the bottom, and the mule tripped again, and my wife pulled out a gun and shot the mule right in the head. I go, 'Honey, what are you doing? Why did you shoot that poor mule? He's a dumb animal. Here we are down at the bottom. How are we going to get up to the top?' She said, 'That's once.' And ever since that time, we've gotten along perfectly." So what I want to tell you is, you know, when it comes to stress, we all have it, and pressure. But remember what I said. Pressure is not necessarily bad. It's all in how you see things. That you have to really focus on the positive, have a good sense of humor. You can manage the stress in your life. And look at the way that Jesus did it. This is the key. He went off by himself when the people wanted to take him by force and make him king. He went off by himself and he centered on God. Remember the little kitty cat hanging from the clothesline. There's nothing that can happen today with God's help that will stop you or break you. I want to leave you with a quote from Philippians chapter 4. It's one of my favorite quotes, and it's about stress. "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your minds and your hearts in Christ Jesus." And I pray that whatever you're going through, you will seek God in prayer. You will use humor. You will realize that some pressure is good and realize your potential. And most of all, that you will realize that because God is with you, nothing can happen today that can stop you. You are God's champion. Keep pressing on and manage your stress with the grace of God. And don't just live, live with passion.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.